Shus Rosh Hakollel, Rabbanim Rosh Yeshiva, and the Choshev Tzibur. Chazal tell us, the beginning of the second parak in Masechet Zbeya, that the inyan of a Erev Tavshilin, to make a Erev Tavshilin, when Shabbos falls out, when Yonte falls out before Shabbos, is because there's a time that a person has to remember, because at a time of shikha, there's a chiyuv of zikaron. At a time when there can be shoilet shikha, there's a chiyuv to make a pu'ula to remember. So too, we know that a year goes by is a time that is shoilet shikha. The halach is by tzchiras amalek leitishkach, that once a year we have to remember Amalek, cannot go by Yud Beit Chedish without having Schiras Amalek, because if not, give you Shelet Shikcha. The same goes when a person passes from the world. A year goes by, they can be Shelet Shikcha. Shikcha, the Chavis Avavas tells us, is a beracha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave everybody that he should be able to forget. Because the Chovas Avavos explains that one of the biggest Tovahs that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us was the Midah of Shikcha. Why is that a Tovah? Because if a person would always live as if now a bad thing would has happened, a person would see what happens every minute in his life as if it just happened, a person wouldn't be able to go on in life. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a person Midah Shikcha that he should be able to forget. He should be able to forget and not be able to go on with life. But to forget does not mean to forget the limudim that a person has to learn. To forget does not mean that we don't have to remember Midas Teves. To forget does not mean that we don't have to remember what we have to learn and change our lives. And therefore I think that even though this Yom HaZikaron was made before by default, not b'mechoven, but if the tachlis of a Yom HaZikaron is not to forget, then it's a big tachlis to make it within the year that shikcha should not be shelet. Let us take an inyan of Divrei Eiris for Chodesh Elul, for the days that we stand before Rosh Hashanah, and I think to put these days in the right perspective, it's kedai to say over the lashon of the Chaye Adam in Hilchis Yom Kippur, Klal Kuf Mem Gimel, that the Chaye Adam says, when he talks about the days from the day first day of Slichis, and the Chaye Adam says, how silly are people that go to work as if life has to go on as usual when the first day of Slichis comes, and Kol Shkein when Aseret Yimei Tshuva comes. A person has to take a moshul. If a person would have a court case in front of a melech and his life would be in danger, nobody would go on with life as usual. Nobody would go work from 9 to 5 and forget about his court case, forget about that he's being mishpat, forget that he's being judged by the melech in a life and death situation. So therefore, if a person would realize what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all about, the Chaye Adam tells us, a person would not go to work on a normal basis. A person would take off time from the day to do as much as he can before the time of judgment comes, to be able to be mative, to be able to make better the judgment in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hearing such a Chaye Adam, a person could say, that was good in the olden times. But today we have to be realistic. We have to be realistic. We cannot take off from work. We cannot change our way of life. Realistic has no place in Yiddishkeit. There is no such word in Judaism as realistic. Realistic is the hepach, is the opposite of what a Yid is all about. Realistic does not exist by a Yid. Because if we would have been realistic, we would not exist today as a nation. Yiddishkeit would have long gone under in Golus. The only reason we exist today is because Yidden knew that realistic, what is by realistic by the world, is not realistic by Yidden. What is realistic for another person is not realistic for a Yid. A Yid has only one thing that is real for him. Real for him is Torah and Yiddishkeit. And if Torah and Yiddishkeit tell us that from the first day of Slichos a person has to start being Mevaker, his Mumin. From the first day of Slichos a person has to start looking at himself and checking himself to see what he has to make better. Then the realism is that we have to take time off and devote ourselves to the Avedas Hayom. The Arizal tells us that the Chadoshim of the year, the 12 Chadoshim, correspond to the 12 Shvatim. And they correspond to the 12 Shvatim in the order of the Degolim, meaning that we start Rosh Chodesh Nissan by Degel Machne Yehuda, we start Rosh Chodesh Tammuz by Degel Machne Ruvain, meaning that Tammuz is connected Ruvain, Ov is connected Shimon, and Chodesh Elul is connected God. Chodesh Elul has a shaychus to Shevet God, and the Aveda of Chodesh Elul has a shaychus to Shevet God. We have to understand what is the connection of Shevet God to Chodesh Elul. Let us start by understanding what Aveda of Chodesh Elul is. The Sfas Emes brings from the Heilige Chidush Ha'arim Schusa Yogin Aleinu. We say every day in davening a capital in Tehillim, Mizmer L'Seida. In the capital in Tehillim we say, Loi Anachnu Amoi V'Tzein Mar Yisei. The word Loi Anachnu has a ksiv and a kri. The word Loi can be written with an aleph. The word Loi can be written with a vav. There is a ksiv and a kri. A Loi with an aleph and a Loi with a vav. The two have two opposite meanings. Loi with an aleph means Loi Anachnu, we don't exist. Loi Anachnu with a vav means we are his. We belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sfas Emes said that the Chidush Ha'arim said that the Aveda of Chodesh Elul lies in the two Lois. Because the word Elul has in it Loi with an aleph and Loi with a vav. The word Elul is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. Loi Anachnu, Loi Anachnu. How do we understand? What is the explanation to understand that the Aveda of Chodesh Elul is Loi Anachnu with an Aleph and Loi Anachnu with a Vav? There is another remez that is brought on Chodesh Elul. In the Pasuk it says, V'samti l'chamakim ina liyadai, V'samti l'chamakim asheyanus shama. In the parasha of Ir Miklat, it says in the Torah, Ina liyadai v'samti lecha. Ina starts with an aleph, lamed starts, liyadai starts with a lamed, v'samti starts with a vav, lecha starts with a lamed. Rosh Tevus Elul, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, that the Chodesh Elul has a kesher to the Aveda of Ir Miklat. Let us take, meanwhile, the few Ramazim that we spoke about and try to understand what the Aveda of Chodesh Elul is. We will start with a Mishnah which says in Ezeo Mekayman, which is a Perek which some people who say Kabbalas every day, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, to say the capital, the Perek of Ezeo Mekayman, it says a Mishnah, the following Mishnah, Chateis Atzibur V'Ayochid. There is a Chateis of Atzibur and a Chateis of Ayochid. And the Mishnah says how you make the Aveda of a Korban Chatos. And the Mishnah says that a Chatos, you have to make Zrika on the Dalit Kronos, on the four Kronos, the four corners of the Mizbeach. And you go up onto the Mizbeach, and when you come on the Mizbeach, you make a right turn, because Kol Pina Shatapena Liyei Ela Liyemin, you make a right turn, and you come to the corner of the Remis Mizrachis. And if you come to the corner of the Remis Mizrachis, you make a Zrita in the corner of the Remis Mizrachis. And then you go further around the Mizbeach until you make all the Zrikas. The halacha is, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that if one makes one zrika, he is yotze the carbon, and he doesn't have to make the other zrikas are not me'akiv. Meaning, that which zrika is the ikir zrika of a carbon chatas, the first karen, which is the karen of the Raimis Mizrachis. What is interesting about the karen of the Raimis Mizrachis? Chazal tell us that the Mizbeach had a yisayt. The Mizbeach was built that after the first Amma there was indentation in the Mizbeach, and then the Mizbeach went higher for another 5 Ammas. That first Amma that had an indentation is called a yisayt. The Gemara tells us that in the corner of the Raimis Mizrachis there was no yisayt. Why was there no yisayt in the corner of the Raimis Mizrachis? So the Gemara tells us something very interesting. The Beis HaMikdash was built in Chelkei Shel Binyamin, in the Chelik of Binyamin, from the youngest of the Shvatim. In his Chelik, the Beis HaMikdash was built. As we said in the Torah, that in the Brachas for Binyamin, that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in his Chelik, is called for that reason Yedid Hashem. But Ritzua Yoitza Mechelkei Shel Yehuda. There was a Ritzua, there was a strip of land from the Chelik of Yehuda, which entered into the Beis HaMikdash, that Yehuda had a Chelik. The corner of the Raimis Mizrachis was in the Chelik of Yehuda, and therefore it had no Yisayt. That's what the Gemara tells us. There are two things that need an explanation in this Gemara. One thing that needs an explanation, we know that the Torah tells us that when you make a Zrika Bakar M'Ayla, it has to be in Yisayt Mizbacha Ayla. You have to do it where there is a Yisayt. It is very interesting that Daika, that the only place that you make a Zrika by Karm Chatas, which is Ma'akeit, which without it the Karm would not be kosher, is in the corner which has no Yisayt. It's something that's very interesting. If we find that the Mizbeach needs a Yisayt, and we find that by Karm Ayla we have to do the Zrika where there is a Yisayt, why is it that the first Zrika of a Karm Chatas is in the corner which has no Yisayt? And why is it that that's the one that is Ma'akev? One thing that needs explanation. The second thing that needs explanation is, what is the correlation? What is the connection that the Chelik of that Mizbeach is in Shevet Yehuda, and therefore there is no Yisayt? What is the connection? That because Yehuda is the one that corner is built on, the corner of the Mizbeach is built on his Ritzua, therefore there is no Yisayt. Why, if it's in Chelik Shel Yehuda, is there no Yisayt? Let us try to explain this, and try to explain it with a Yisayt from the Chedush HaErim in the Inyan of a Eir Miklot. The Torah says that when a person is a Retzeach Nefesh Bishkogo, the Torah says, V'samti lecha mokaim, I will give you a place. What does it mean, V'samti lecha mokaim? The Chedush HaErim has a diuk. He feels that the Torah is telling the person, you do not have a place. You lost your place on this world. V'samti lecha mokaim, I will give you a place. Meaning, the Torah is megalos, that a Ritzeach Nefesh Bishkogo has really lost his right for existence. He really has no place where he could exist. He lost his whole basis for existence. But the Torah tells you, V'samti lecha mokaim, I will give you a place. You have no place, I will give you a place. I will give you an Eir Miklat. The Chedush HaErim adds a very important Tanai. And with this he explains a Gemara Masechtes Makos, that La'asid Lavai, in the days to come, which we all are waiting for and longing for, when there'll come the time when the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring the Tsar, the Malach HaMoves, to Din, the Malach HaMoves will run and go to a city, and he'll think that Batsra is the place where he could run away to a Eir Miklat. And he made 3 mistakes, the Gemara says. Shalosh Toyos. Asid, there are 3 Tusim that he will make at that time. One of the Tusim is, he makes a mistake, that he thinks, Batsra tiklait ki Betzer. He thinks that Batsra is the same city as Betzer. The Torah says, Betzer b'midbar. The Torah says that Betzer is a ir miklat in Shevet, in Chelko shel Ruvein. It's a ir miklat called Betzer. And he will make a mistake. He will go to Basra, Botzra, and he will think that Botzra tiklat ke Betzer. Make two other mistakes. Mezit kashegek, malach ka'odom. But the mistake is that he'll make Botzra ka Betzer. What is the difference between Botzra and Betzer? The Chiddushim tells us, a person who thinks that he deserves to get an Ari Miklot cannot have an Ari Miklot. The tnai to be able to be saved by an Ari Miklot is to understand that truthfully you have lost your right for existence. The tnai for an Ari Miklot is to know that you don't have a Mokim. Now what then? I will give you a place. When will they give you a place? For that person that realizes that he doesn't have a place. The Chiddush Arim explains, and we will not go into this at this point, that Batsra is the meaning, the hay gives it a meaning that he thinks it belongs to him. He thinks he has a right to it, and therefore it cannot be koilet. What is the Yisoid that the Chiddush Arim tells us? That a Ritzeach Nefesh Vishkogo, the Ir Miklot cannot be koilet, only if he realized that he does not have a Mokoyim. And then, is Vissamti Lecha Mokoyim. The Sof Emes takes this Yisoid from the Chiddush Arim and connects it further. That the true meaning of Tshuva, the true meaning of Akara, of what a Chet is, the true akara is that I have lost my right to exist. If a person would truly understand what chet means, let us say over a moshol from the tzaddik in Kodesh, Rav Elie Lapian, Zeichet Tzaddik v'Kodesh Levracha, who is yartzeit with this past Shabbos. Let us say over a moshol nifla, which he said once in yeshiva. There was a person that lay alone who lost his hand. And they took him to a big surgeon, and the surgeon operated on him 7 hours to reconnect his hand, that he should get back the original movement of his hand. A microsurgeon who was able to connect his hand back. After he woke up from the surgery, he took his hand and punched the surgeon in his face. What kind of avla is there? Is there any bigger avla than that? Is there any less akara satev than that? Let us understand the nimshol, and let us understand how silly we look in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of people who stand on the side and watch us. We know that we make a baruch in the morning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Pekeach Ivrim, which means that we say for the Ribbono Shel Olam that the only reason I can open my eyes and see is only because the Borei Olam what gave me every morning the ability to open my eyes and see again. That's what I say every morning. If I think what I say, that's exactly what I'm saying. And that's what I say with every bracha I say. Zoykev kvufim, matir asurim. I understand that everything that I get from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The reason my feet walk is because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it the power to walk. The reason my hands move is only because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it the power to move. The reason I can talk is only because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me the power to talk. Leider, we are in such a bad state that we don't realize that until Chas V'Shalom we see sick people and we see suddenly that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes away from them the power of any of these powers, and we suddenly realize that who gave the power in the first place? Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard from the Talmud Sa'an Rebbe Shlita a week ago, a week and a half ago, a Moira de Kivart, a person, Le'aleinu, who is an Eis Tzara, comes back to life. He makes a Beracha, Hagoymel Lechayovim Teves Shagomlani Koltuf. Hagoymel Lechayovim. I was truly Chayov. I truly deserved not to be saved. And Rebbeinu Shalom gave me the Chayov Teves. So that means, why did Ribbono Shel Olam bring it to me? That I should realize that Ribbono Shel Olam does everything, and I should realize that I owe Ribbono Shel Olam gratitude. If a person in the morning would say, "Hagoyim el chasodim toivim la'ama Yisrael," he wouldn't have to say, Hagoyim Elchayavim Teves. If a person would realize what Hagoyim Elchasadim Teves means, he would realize really that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him every minute and every second the ability to continue on his life, then he would not realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him all the Teves. He wouldn't need the Chayavim to realize the Hagoyim Elchasadim. And he wouldn't have to go into an Eitz Tzara, Chas V'Shalom. But let us go back to the Moshul. The Moshul of our eyes. Our eyes are only a matana of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a bigger matana than the surgeon who has put back and returned the arm and sewed back on the arm. Because the surgeon is only a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam anyway. And we go and we walk down the streets and we open our eyes and we look at what we don't have to look and we look at what we're not allowed to look. And we are over alav the raisa that the Rebbeinu Shalom was mitzavos loisesuru achre levavchem v'achre enechem. And we take the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes and we use it against him. Isn't that something that we lose our right to exist? Isn't it something such a big avla that we take the matana of the Rebbeinu Shalom and we use it exactly the opposite of what he gave it for? We use it chas v'shalom to cause him to get angry. We use it chas v'shalom to cause the klipa of tumah in the world to become stronger. We take our eyes and we use it and we let ourselves into looking at kelim mikelim shenim. We don't listen to our gedolei Yisrael who warned us at the sakanos of all the kelim and the nesiyonos of all the kelim of our generation, which cause us to be metama our machshava, which cause us to be metama our eyes, which cause us to be metama our ears, which cause us to be metama our whole guf. That's why we lose our right to exist. And that's what tshuva means. Tshuva means that I realize I don't have any footing on this world. I realize that I don't have any basis. I don't have any foundation on what to stand on. A person does a chait and he has to bring a karb mechatos. Where is the tshuva from a karb mechatos? Where is the kapara from a karb mechatos? On the keren that does not have a yisayt. It has no foundation. Because the person who did a chait does not have a foundation, does not have a basis on what to stand. He has no right to exist anymore. And when he realizes that he has no right to exist, then he has a kapara. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechapar in him. That's what tshuva means. Tshuva means realizing that the chait means to such a degree that I've lost my right to exist. When David HaMelech was told by Nosna Navi, the Chomer of the Chait, David HaMelech said one word, Chatasi. The Rebbeinu Shalom said to Nosna Navi, go fast and tell him, Gam Hashem, have a Chatascha. The Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa said, why did he have to go fast to tell him Hashem, have a Chatascha? Because when David HaMelech said Chatasi, David HaMelech felt so bad that he was ready to pass out from the world. He felt that he had no right to exist anymore, and he was ready to pass away. And David HaMelech, the Rebbeinu Shalom, sent Nosna Navi, fast, catch him before he's nostalgic, and tell him, Gam Hashem have a chatascha. Because that is what the word chatasi means. Chatasi means, I am lost, I don't exist anymore. I've lost my right to exist. And then you have a kapara. And that's the kapara of a karmachatas, daika, on the keren she'ein lo yisayit. Daik on the keren that has no yisayit. That is the whole yisayit of Shevet Yehuda. When Leah gave birth to Yehuda, she said, Hapam oides Hashem. What does it mean, Hapam oides Hashem? Zakrashi, Natalti, Yoise Mechelki. I took more than I deserve. There are four emois, 12 shvatim, each one of the shvatim, each one of the Imois have to bear three shvatim. I have the zeicha to a fourth shevet, notalti yoise mechelki. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, Rav Tzadik HaKohen tells us, Yehuda, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, with a dalet in the middle. What is the meaning of Yehuda? He's completely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's completely Hashem Yisbarach. He only has a dalet, which dalet refers to dal. He doesn't exist. He's only a mekabel. He has nothing of his own. That's the Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is the metzias of Baal tshuva. Yehuda is the mitzias of realizing notalti yosem echelki, and therefore in the chelik of Yehuda there is no yisoid. That is the meaning. There is no yisoid. Chodesh Elul, the Chiddushim told us, is lo yanachnu, lo yanachnu. That is exactly what we are saying. Lo yanachnu with an aleph means I don't exist. That is the avod of Chodesh Elul. Be margish the lo yanachnu. Be margish the mitzias that I am nothing. Be margish that I don't have the right to exist. And then I am zeicha to the loy with above, to the loy anachnu v'amay v'tzayim erisei. That is the avod of Chodesh Elul. How do we put this avod in practice? Where do we see if this avod exists or this avod does not exist? Where is the kura mifchon on a person if he is margish to loy anachnu with an aleph or is not margish to loy anachnu with an aleph? Where is the kura mifchon if the person is really feels himself to be a loy or the person feels himself to be a yesh? Where do we see that? Where can we test that? The truth of the matter, there is a very simple test. I will say over a chassidish maisa, a maisa that's a musmichtik maisa, that has a very deep limit to it, and I hope the oilam will try to understand the oimik of the limit of this sipur. By the Beis Aaron of Karlin, in Russia, there was one Erev Sukkis that it was impossible for the people to put up for him a sukkah. There were reasons that they weren't able to put up a sukkah for the Beis Aaron Erev Sukkis. They came a chassid, a Baal Madrega, and he was Moshe Nefesh, and he put up a sukkah in the best of his abilities, a beautiful sukkah with all the needs of the Beis Aaron Erev Sukkis in the afternoon. It came Sukkis by night, first night of Sukkis, and the Beis Aaron was sitting in his sukkah, and it was bediche date. He was very happy, and he was very much, had a lot of akaras atayv to this person who made for him the sukkah. And he told him, you can ask from me one of two things in the schus that you made for me a sukkah. I can promise you that you will be imi b'mechitzasi, you will be in my mechitza after Me'a v'esrim, you'll come to Olam Haba, you'll be in my mechitza, or you could have Ashiris. You could have on this world, you could have Ashiris. Those were the two things he could pick from one or the other. This chassid picked Ashiris, not imi mechitzasi. Now, this chassid was not an Amoritz, he was a big Baal Madrega. And he understood very well what the words imi mechitzasi mean. He understood very well that imi mechitzasi means a lot. I heard from a Yid, I will go away a minute from this Maisa to say over a separate Maisa. I heard from a Yid that once did a Toivan Nifla for the clothing by Rav Zatzal, and the clothing by Rav told him that he can ask what he wants, and the Yid asked for Imi B'Mechitzasi. And the clothing by Rav thought a minute and asked him, do you have numbers on your hand? And when he said he doesn't have any numbers, he told him, it's impossible for me to tell you that you will be imi b'mechitzasi. If you didn't go through the camps, and I did go through the camps, I cannot promise you that you should be imi b'mechitzasi. Imi b'mechitzasi of a tzaddik, everything has its limits, everything has its limitations. Here, he was able to be imi b'mechitzasi, and he picked Ashiris. Why did he pick Ashiris? So he was asked by the chassidim that were there, and he answered. I will say it first in Yiddish for those who understand Yiddish, and then I will repeat it at my best of ability in English. He answered, if you ask why I picked Ashiris and not Imi Mechitzasi. Imi Mechitzasi is Yach, in Nochemul Yach, in Nochemul Yach. Ashiris Kemenatoiveti Nayit. Imi Mechitzasi is woe is gaining on it. Who is the one that's asking Imi Mechitzasi? What is the nekud of imi mechitzasi? The ani, I will gain from it. I will have an imi mechitzasi. Ashirus, I could go and do a toiva another yid. I could be mahal another yid, do a toiva for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Do the rots nasham of giving away from myself to somebody else. That's why you picked Ashirus. Dvarim neiraim ad mi'eid, the more you will think about it, the more you will see how much lies in such a sefer, how much avodah lies in such a sefer, how much hasaga lies in such a sefer. Because what a person is here on this world for is not for the ani. A person is not here for the yeshus of himself. A person is here on this world to give away from himself. The more a person gives away from himself, the more we know that the person lives a life of lo yadachnu. He does not exist. That is this, the nekuda. The nekuda to be margish what a person is to be margish the lo yadachnu, to be margish how much he gives away from himself. God says in Pasuk, Vayomer Leya Bo God. Instead of saying Bo God, it says in the Torah one word, Bo God. Rashi says in the third explanation for the name of God, Rashi says that the word Bogod is from the Lashon Begida, from the Lashon Boygate, from the Lashon of doing something not right, being a Boygate in somebody else. The same reason why Beged is called Beged, because the only reason we wear a Beged is only because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So why is there a Beged? Only because we had Begida in Hashem Yisbarach, because there was a Chet of Eitz Hadas. That Bogot lived his life as if he was a Boygeit. He lived his whole life realizing, and in his own eyes, that he was always a Boygeit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never was happy with himself. Let us see what it says in the Heilige Tanya. A Tanya which is very important to say over in these days before Rosh Hashanah. Before I will say over the Tanya, I will say over a drasha from the Trumas Hadeshen. Whoever learns Shulchan Aruch knows that the Rama brings the Trumas Hadeshen right and left in Shulchan Aruch. Most of our Menhagim, a lot of our Menhagim, are based on Trumas Hadeshen. There is a Sefer from a Talmud of Trumas Hadeshen called Leket Yosher. In the Sefer Leket Yosher, he brings a drasha that the Trumas Hadeshen said on Shabbat Shuvah. In this drasha, he said the Trumas Hadeshen said the following. In Pasuk it says, Malve Hashem Chaynein Dol. A person who's chaynein edol, a person who gives away from his money on with the life that he lives to be chaynein edol, is kaviyachol, he's malv Hashem. He's giving the Rebbeinu Shleilam and halva. Murid the Koloshan Aposik. Zokte Trumas Hadeshen. I don't think anybody here will be able to live the same after hearing this Trumas Hadeshen. The halacha is in the Gemara. Malva oimel eleive. A malva can tell eleive that if I want to go to the Beis Nagodol in Yerushalayim, and you have to come to the Beis Nagodol to make the din Torah. Why? Because evet leive leish malva. So it says in the halacha. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen. Comes Rosh Hashanah. A person wants to have his din by the Beis of Rachman. Not chas v'sholem by the Beis of din. How do I have a right to say which bezna I want to go to? Malve Hashem chaynein dol. You gave tzedakah to a dol before Rosh Hashanah. So what happens? You became a malve to the Rebbeinu Shalom kaviyachol. And malve oime leleive. The malve could tell the leleive that what? That I want to go to bezna godl. I want to go to the bezna of Rachmim. Godl smelosh chesed. I want to go to the bezna of godl of Rachmim. And that's where you get your schus on Rosh Hashanah. To have the din by Bez Nagodl, by the Bez Nishor Rachman. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. In Tanya it says, Dvarim Leiroam Admiyot. The halach is, I'm a vazbeis, al yevazbeis yeisim echemish. A person who gives away his money for tzedakah should not give away more than a chemish of his money. Maiser, he has to give. Kaponim, the Raiser, the Rabbonim, we're not going into that now. Maiser, a person should give, has to give. If he wants to have his money, should have a kiyum. That's the only way his money can have a kiyum if he gives ma'isa. And if he give, he should give or could give up to a chaymish. More he shouldn't give. Hamavazbez al yavazbez yoysem a chaymish. The Tanya writes a davar nifla ad miyait. What happens, le'aleinu, the Tanya says, le'aleinu, something that's very close to all of us. If a person has a child that is not well, person himself is le'aleinu not well, person has a wife that le'aleinu is not well, and a person has to go to a doctor. Does the person make any cheshbeinus? The doctor says, I cannot take any insurance, and you have to pay for the operation $100,000, and that's all that he owns. He has to clean out his bank account. Nobody in the world will stop cold and not take out the money and save his son, save his own soul, save Le'eleinu, the soul of his wife. Everybody will give all that he has to save himself. So the Heilige Tanya, if a person Le'eleinu did something kineged the Bnei Olam, if a person Le'eleinu did amol achet, what is the person's eitzer? The pasuk says chatoech b'tzdok operet. The only way a person has ability, the only way a person has an ability to have a pidyon from his chatoim is with stalker. Kol asher yesh loy, the Tanya says, yitn bad nafshoy. There's no cheshbon of meiser, there's no cheshbon of chaimish. Kol asher yesh loy, whatever you have to give to save your soul. Why don't we understand that? Because we understand our guf more than we stand our nefesh. We understand the kiyum of our guf, but we are so far from understanding the kiyum of our neshama. But Chazal tell us not like that. Chazal tell us, God oyla machtiyai, yoysim in a hargai. Somebody causes somebody to do an aveira, he's worse than killing somebody, because the nefesh is more choshuv than the guf. So that's why the Tanya says, kol asher yesh lo yitn bad nafshay. If a person feels that he's a bigate, then he's a god. God is the Rosh Tevis Goymel Dalem. Why was God a Goymel Dalem? Why was God somebody that gave away from himself? Why was he Goymel Dalem? Because he understood that he was a bogot. He understood he was a bogot. He looked at himself always as being a bogot. And a person who looks at himself always being as a bogot, looks at himself as a Lo Anachnu, gives his life away for Klal Yisrael, gives his life away for somebody else. That aspect of remembering Rav Shmuel, of giving away from himself so much for other people, is something that needs a lot of zikaron. Needs a lot of zikaron, and it needs a lot of limud and a lot of ischaivus. That we should live our lives knowing that we have to give away from ourselves. But let us not, chas v'shalom, wait until the Rebbeinu Shalom sends us reminders again. Let us do it when we can still say Hagoyim al chasodim tevim, and when we understand that we are takeh beigdim, we understand takeh b'chaton that we do, we understand how the yesterday's day went, we understand how the nights went, we understand what we did, kineged the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand we are beigdim, and therefore we understand that we have to be God, we have to be goymel dalem. We understand lo yanachnu, and therefore we become lo yanachnu. And that will be our schus, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, when it comes Yom Adin, if we will understand the lo yanachnu, then we will be zeiche, that our Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom, should write us for ksiva chimeteva of lo yanachnu amoi b'tzei marisei.